So you have a fiancé and a date is set for your wedding, but one question lingers. Do you need a prenuptial agreement?
No. Yes. Let me think about it.
I've been married for quite some time, so my point of view is it would be a 50-50 split.
My divorce was messy by anyone's standards. We spent more time in court than we did on trying to make our marriage work. I am certain my ex feels he got the shaft. The reality is that we had no huge assets to argue about. But if we did, would a prenup have helped? Rhonda Murray is a family lawyer in BC.
A prenuptial agreement sets out the party's assets and liabilities at the outset of the relationship, and it describes how the parties intend to divide them on the breakdown of the relationship.
When I think prenup, I think of people with tons of money. One woman I spoke to told me her father owned 51% of a multi-million dollar business, which was transferred in a complicated trust to her and her siblings. Her father worried that if even 1% was taken out, he would lose controlling interest. The woman's husband was taken to a lawyer for advice and willingly signed the agreement that he wouldn't come after the company if they should divorce. But it isn't always that easy.
A prenuptial agreement is a sensitive topic. It can actually spell the beginning of the end for a relationship. In one case, a man and woman lived together. The man wanted a cohabitation agreement to protect his assets. And when the woman reviewed the agreement, there was a clause in it that the man didn't intend to marry her. She had imagined a happy married future with this fellow, and after she read the agreement, the entire relationship fell apart. It can be quite risky. You need a good relationship. It can be quite devastating.
So what constitutes a good prenup?
The three most important things are that it must be in writing, the parties must sign in the presence of a witness, and the parties must get independent legal advice.
For those of us who already have one failed marriage behind us, we might be a little more careful before tying the knot again. After all, we're supposed to be older and wiser. But young people don't always think that way.
As a young person, I'd want to find the right person who I didn't feel like I needed to get into a prenuptial agreement with. I mean, I certainly think if I was getting into a relationship where I feel I needed to get a prenup, I think I'd want to reassess the relationship.
For CBC Radio, I'm Corey Van Haff.